The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Seriously, 1.1 million suspected terrorists?
The bottom line reason for why this list has grown is that there has been political pressure to be preventative.
The latest on the terror watch list, after this from Charlie. We all know there's a terrorist watch list, but did you realize that since the near miss with the so-called underwear bomber in 2009, that this list has more than doubled in size? Latest figures released by the government indicate that it now contains 1.1 million names. That's a lot of watching. It's a long way from the pre-9/11 days when the watch list was literally stored on a Rolodex. And the reason for the large number, according to CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate, is that there is no one standard among government anti-terror agencies for gauging terrorist potential.
There's a tug of war with respect to who's on the list and how aggressively the U.S. government uses that list.
And so, when there's any doubt as to how terrifying an individual might be, the tendency is to add the name, just in case. And not all of them have to be closely watched.
There are certainly subcategories with this list of varying concern. The most obvious of that subcategories is the no-fly list, which is a much smaller subset of the 1.1 million.
Of course, the eternal question is, should we be creeped out by this? Is this an invasion of privacy? Well, to put it in perspective, of the 1.1 million names, only 25,000 are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents, according to the National Counterterrorism Center. So the chances that you'll find yourself on this list are pretty small. And while the number 1.1 million might feed into fears that there is a terrorist under every bed, try to relax. Based on the current population, it would only be one under every 300th bed. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.